Martha Stewart is not having such a great day. Her empire of clothing, magazines, TV programs, and household goods, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia Inc. today, reported a nearly 50% drop in first quarter profits over last year. But she still beat Wall Street's estimates by a cent, despite the bankruptcy of one of her major outlets, Kmart. Commentator and writer Fabienne Marsh says that is the mark of a survivor.
Everybody's talking about Martha, the Martha who threw candy corn at a young trick-or-treater, who pinned a landscaper against a security box with her Suburban, the one whose former friend calls a sociopath. Christopher Byron's new biography, Martha, Inc., adds some welcome financial details, but continues digging where Jerry Oppenheimer's Just Desserts left off. Taken together, these biographies are compost heaps with no shortage of dung about Martha Stewart. This hardworking insomniac is accused of lifting recipes, pocketing tips meant for her catering staff. She's even recycled leftover wine to use as vinegar in Ralph Lauren gift baskets. Her quest for control never bows to reality. When she first started working for the Market Basket in Westport, Connecticut, she told a New York Times reporter she was the store's proprietor. The story ran, Stewart was fired, but not before exhibiting her legendary pluck. She returned to the Market Basket with a dictionary defending her use of the word. She's equally crafty at getting others to pick up the tab. In the late 80s, she invited Kmart executives over for lunch at her Turkey Hill home. She served tuna fish, iced tea, fruit, and submitted a bill for $1,000. Kmart, now bankrupt, has been bankrolling her ever since. If they stop, she'll still have corporate suitors because there are simply too many Martha fans to ignore. She gives people what they want, sells them the tools to make it happen, then shows them how with books, magazines, and TV appearances. Martha's fans don't give a rotten fig about her nasty side. They're too busy rolling out their Martha Stewart patio furniture, digging their first Ferndale, and relaxing to her copyrighted grapefruit and Moscato dessert. The Martha they love has put an entire world within their grasp. Martha is different, not just because she's rich, gutsy, and the most successful businesswoman in American history. She's different because you'd have to go back to television in the 50s to find anyone selling so exquisite, idyllic, and seamless an image of domestic life. No other public figure, male or female, is selling perfection as a mega brand. That's why people pick on her. With each nasty revelation, the country club image she's selling makes us wince. The stench from the compost heap is wafting into the kitchen. In Minneapolis, this is Fabienne Marsh for Marketplace.
Fabienne Marsh is a writer, media consultant, and producer. This final note on the news, would you buy a used car from the store that Sam Walton built? Walmart is leasing land near its Houston supercenters to test drive the idea for 6 months or so. The so-called Price One auto stores will stock 60 to 100 used cars at discount prices, no haggling. A spokesman for the nation's largest retailer says the arrangement is similar to those with banks, beauty parlors, and other businesses that lease space inside Walmart stores. That's Marketplace for Tuesday. The Dow fell 47 points, 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite went down 28 points, 1.6%. Next time, rising from the ashes of the L.A. riots, some answers.
Let us have a program called From Welfare to Wealth. In other words, let's not teach them how to get a job, but also teach them how to take the money that they earn from a job and invest it into a home.
I'm David Brancaccio.
Marketplace is made possible in part by Fannie Mae. At Fannie Mae, our mission is to knock down barriers to homeownership, because when more Americans have safe places to call home, it strengthens families, communities, and our nation as a whole. At Fannie Mae, we're in the American dream business, FannieMae.com, and by GE. Production assistance comes from FutureStep, an online executive recruiting service from Korn Ferry International, from WNYC New York, The Economist magazine, on the web at economist.com, and the University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business. Global coverage on Marketplace is funded in part by Guidant Corporation, pioneering life-saving technology treating cardiac and vascular disease, on the web at Guidant.com. Coverage of Japan is supported by the Freeman Foundation. Business of the Arts reports are made possible by a grant from the Pew Charitable Trusts. Marketplace is produced in Los Angeles by Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.